1.5 degrees Celsius has long been the threshold temperature increase that the world has been working to avoid by lowering its greenhouse gas emissions to steer away from catastrophic climate change. But the latest report from the Bureau of Meteorology suggests Australia is already hovering at that point. The agency's data shows Australia had its third hottest year on record in 2018, and scientists are warning worse is on the way. Ange Lavoie-Pierre reports.
Record-breaking heat has been the new normal for a while now, and so in that sense, the latest report from the Bureau of Meteorology is business as usual.
2018 has come in as the third warmest year on record. That displaces 2017, which was previously the third warmest year, so we've had the fourth and third warmest years now consecutively across 2017 and 2018.
Dr. Carl Braganza is the manager of climate change monitoring at the Bureau of Meteorology.
The warmth has been really quite uniform, so every state and territory had temperatures that ranked within the top six warmest years on record. So that warmth consistently across the eastern states in particular probably further exacerbated dry conditions. So we had record rates of evaporation through that late winter spring period in New South Wales and Queensland. And we had some significant heat waves to end the year.
Last year, on average, temperatures in Australia were 1.14 degrees above the 1961 to 1990 mean, which is the point from which the Bureau has always measured increases. But the Bureau's baseline is slightly different to the one used by global authorities on climate change, such as the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Professor Mark Howden from the Australian National University, who's also a vice chair on the IPCC, explains for that reason, Australia has warmed even more than we realise.
So 1.14 is the average temperature across Australia, spatially averaged, compared with the Bureau's baseline, which is 1961 to 1990. But there's been a lot of warming before that baseline, before 1960. And so to compare this before the Paris Agreement temperatures, we have to add around about 0.3 degrees. And so that means we're really getting very close to that 1.5 degree target in the Paris Agreement. So on average, against the Paris baseline, the pre-industrial baseline, we're about 1.44 degrees.
Mark Howden says that means in 2018, Australia was on the verge of breaching the first of the thresholds that the Paris Agreement is seeking to avoid.
The Paris Agreement has two targets. There's the main target, which is 2 degrees above the pre-industrial baseline, and there's one which we call the aspirational target, which is aiming for 1.5 degrees, so to keep it to 1.5 degrees above. So that 1.5 turns out to be probably a reasonable estimate of the sorts of risks that we'd find acceptable in terms of our environment, in terms of national relationships and international relationships.
Technically, Australia did breach that target back in 2013, when the temperature was 1.33 degrees above the Bureau's baseline, putting it 1.63 degrees above the IPCC's equivalent. Professor Will Steffen from the Climate Council says it would be unwise to draw any comfort from the fact that Australia squeaked in under that mark last year.
That's why you need to look at the long-term trend. Stamped on that trend is shorter-term variability for various shorter-term factors, whether we have an El Nino or not, what the Indian Ocean Dipole is doing, and so on. So you'll get wiggles up and down as you go through that longer-term trend. So it'd be a bad misinterpretation if we said, well, this is the third hottest year, not the hottest, so things are pointing in the right direction. They aren't. You must look at least at 3 decades at a minimum and look at what the trend is doing. And this just confirms that the trend is going upwards over that time period.
The Bureau's report shows 2018 was dry as well as hot. Rainfall was down 11% on average, feeding the severe drought in the eastern states and an unusually long fire season. Professor Chris Wright from the University of Sydney specialises in societal and business responses to climate change. He says the agricultural sector isn't the only Australian industry that suffers during a year like the one we've just had.
Primary industries are at the front line of impact. Also, any sort of property near the coast, there'll be an impact there around storms and sea level rise. And then you've got sort of second order effects for industries such as resources and mining that might be impacted by extreme floods, storms, cyclones, those sorts of things.
Would you also include the insurance industry in that bundle, in that it experiences the flow-on effects via those industries that are most exposed?
Yeah, totally. So that's a sort of a second-order effect. So you've got finance and insurance. Insurance, obviously, because they're trying to cover commercial and residential properties for weather impacts, but also financial organisations have investments in affected industries.
Professor Chris Wright from the University of Sydney, Angela Lavoie-Pierre with that report.